the minister, Pat Rabbit, on the This Week television programme, said that he felt that the church, or rather that it would be a regressive step if we went back to the days of the church dictating to elected representatives how they should address an issue. And what he was discussing there was the forthcoming report of the working group on legislating for the cases that went to the European Court of Justice or the European Court of Human Rights concerning abortion. And as you know, Cardinal Brady indicated that the church would be playing a full role in opposing any moves to introduce abortion into this country. And so Pat Rabbit's response to it was something that I found, and I think a lot of ordinary Catholics found, very disappointing, because what he essentially was saying was that he was prepared to, in a way, as an elected public representative, to feel that one particular voice was a negative voice. And I think dictating can only be seen in that sense, that's a negative thing. And he referenced, of course, the historical role of that he felt the church had played dictating to public representatives. Now, I don't think anyone could say that that's the case anymore. And when it comes to a question like the pro-life issue and the abortion legislation that may be introduced, it's important for ordinary Catholics that they hear their church give leadership. And that's why we felt it was so disappointing. And I know many people I spoke to at Mass and afterwards felt it was very disappointing to see a cabinet minister say something like this.
I suppose a lot of people will say, though, that because the church tied up in a faith and moral dimension, they make it more difficult. You know, they basically say to women that it's a sin to go for an abortion or that it's something that's immoral. So, you know, they're using very emotive language, I suppose, to look at an issue. Maybe that's where people have a difficulty with it.
Well, I think, you know, there's two issues there. In the first instance, there's Pat Rabbit as an elected representative and a cabinet minister saying that he doesn't, in a way, and this is the only meaning you can take from it, he doesn't feel that the church's voice in this debate would be anything other than dictating to representatives, which I disagree with. But on the other issue, which is the church's teaching on abortion, the church's teaching on abortion is one that's well known, and you mentioned the word a sin. I don't think Cardinal Brady said that. What he said was that we want to lobby vigorously to maintain a pro-life ethos in the country. Abortion, as far as church teaching is concerned, is something that is wrong, but in no way does that mean that the church or any Catholic organization would turn its back on women who have had abortions, or, as it were, say to them that they're not in, that they won't be deserving of any of the support and protection that I feel that ought to be given to women who have gone through a traumatic experience like abortion.
And yet, I suppose a lot of people don't see the compassionate side of it, or that's maybe not the message that shines through. And that's maybe, is that a difficulty with how it's been communicated by the church, or is it a difficulty with how people are perceiving and understanding it?
I think it may be a question of perception as much as a question of a difficulty communicating. The church's message on abortion is, as I say, that it is something very wrong, and it's something that, you know, ordinary Catholics are called to speak out against. But when it comes to the woman who is in a crisis pregnancy, there are agencies set up to deal with crisis pregnancy and to offer support. And as you know, the Catholic Church has been involved in that as well, in counselling and guidance both during a crisis pregnancy and after a woman has an abortion, to offer that support and that compassion. I don't think it would ever be in line with Christian teaching to turn your back on someone that's gone through a traumatic experience like that. What needs to be given to somebody, a woman who's had an abortion, is as much support and help and guidance as possibly can be given. And that's something that I think you're right, it has to be communicated strongly. The church's position on this is one of love and support. But at the same time, it's not at all equivocal about its opposition to abortion. And I think that's an important thing to make clear as well.
As you say, the word dictate is a very strong word, and it's very much looking and appealing to the idea of the church of yore that kind of stood at the pulpit and told people what they wanted to do. And it brings up very negative images straight away. So, I mean, he was maybe deliberately using a very evocative word like that. But does that put pressure on the church or make it harder for them to say anything? Because as soon as they say something, people will say, oh, look at you, you're just dictating to us again, or you're just preaching at us again.
That, I think you're quite right that the minister went for an evocative word like dictating, which is a negative word as well and has negative connotations. The church, and this was a point that has been made subsequent to the minister's remarks, is composed of citizens and individuals who are as absolutely entitled to have their view on the big issues of the day as anybody else is. And in these cases, for faithful members of the church, we look to bishops and priests and the hierarchy to give guidance to us, but also to make clear as well the church's teaching on these questions. But I think there's a deeper question which you've touched on, which is the church's right to speak out in society against issues that are contrary to Catholic teaching, but also to support things that are not. And what I found strange was that the minister was quite prepared in this instance to criticise an element of the Catholic Church's involvement in a debate. But, for instance, if the church was talking out against racism, which it has done, if it was talking out about the need to avoid hurting elderly people or poor people with budget cuts, I think the minister would be more than happy to hear what they have to say on those issues. So for me, that represents a degree of hypocrisy on the minister's part. The church has a lot to say about many different things, and they're perfectly entitled to say it. The church is an organisation composed of thousands of volunteers across the country who give their time to work in their faith. And I think it would be very surprising if the minister had said, for example, I don't want to hear from the IFA anymore or the INTO. But to describe the church as dictating sent out, I think, a powerfully negative message to faithful Catholics.